Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back, everybody, to Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. We're going to go out of order. This is Lewis.
This is Dennis.
Harold.
That was still Harold. Welcome back to our podcast where we are going to... For today's episode, we're going to talk about one of the movies that came out during the Thanksgiving weekend, Wreck-It Ralph 2. You know, like...
Another review episode?
Another review. Yeah. Hey, after... there was like a lull in good movie.
Yeah, a giant lull of... it's been so bad that, like, Venom is coming out on digital copy next week.
Already?
Yeah, I also
heard...
That's how long we haven't recorded
movie. Was it true that, like, I read somewhere that Venom is, like... it's making more money than like the Sam Raimi movies.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Like if you can combine the not the domestic, the opposite of domestic, international.
Okay.
Opposite of domestic. What do you call beer that's not domestic?
An IPA.
Another one. Imported. Is it the imported movies?
And so, I mean, it's impossible right now. That's what they were talking about. It's impossible for them not to do a Venom 2, considering how much money it has made.
Yeah, yeah. So look forward to that review next year. Venom 2, Electric Boogaloo. But today we're going to talk about another sequel that just came out, Wreck-It Ralph 2, or...
Electric Boogaloo.
There's a lot of electricity. Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet. Actually, I think it's called Ralph Breaks the Internet, but anyways... So, like I mentioned, you know, it's been the summer had a lot of great movies come out, then a couple months of not a lot of great movies, and then like the holidays, I think it looks like we're going to see a lot more great movies, including this one. So, if it's okay with you guys, actually, before we go into our review of Wreck-It Ralph 2, let's talk about the first movie, Wreck-It Ralph 1. Let's talk about what made it such a classic, what made it... good enough to, you know, garner or need a sequel.
Or was it good enough?
Or was it good enough? Good. Sorry, I stuttered right there. So what did you guys think about the first Wreck-It Ralph 2, which came out? Harold actually had a great anecdote about this, because I think his nephew...
Wait.
His first movie...
He's poisoned?
Yeah.
What?
There's a snake in his boot.
An anecdote. This is an anecdote. Yes. Yeah.
Do I pee in his foot, or what are we doing?
Do I suck it out? Yeah, you do. And then you suck out the poison.
Jeez.
The snake in my boot.
That's a good anecdote.
And there's another bleeping. Two weeks in a row, I'm on fire, guys. Just like my
boss. I was waiting for it.
Just like the snake in his boot. Herpes.
Well, the original one came out in 2012. Yeah.
Okay.
The original Wreck-It Ralph came out in 2012. Like Lewis said, the quick anecdote is when my nephew turned 2, this was the first movie we ever took him to. So, actually, on his 8th birthday, we took him to watch Ralph Breaks the Internet. So, like, for me, the joy of bringing him to his very first movie being Wreck-It Ralph, and the subject of that movie being about video games, which is something, you know, very much in love with.
Yeah.
And then having to share that moment, of course, with my one and only nephew. And then 6 years later, having to, you know, get to watch the sequel with him in the theaters again. So it's a pretty nice family moment for me.
Any fond memories of the first Wreck-It Ralph movie?
I thought it was a really good movie. I thought it was original, considering... the topic, and it was one of those things that came out of nowhere. I wasn't
right.
It was a video game movie, so I was excited about it, but then it was going to be retro video games, so you know they created their own video game for it, so I wasn't too excited about it, but the moment I saw it, you know, I thought that the characterization was great, the relationship, although kind of odd now that we think about it, between Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope. I mean, I guess they're never
mind. Friends?
They're friends, but never.
She's a child, and he's
he's an adult.
Well, you find that weird, but you don't find like Marty and Doc Brown's relationship weird.
Oh no, that's a because
I'm pretty sure that age difference is a lot deeper.
It was 16, and it was already old when while he was in Hill Valley in the 60s. So he's 70 or something. Wow. We lost our topic.
So, Wreck-It Ralph.
Back to the Future. Why have we not done a Back to the Future
because
topic?
Because it's too good and we don't want to
besmirch it with our words.
Yeah. We will save it for a rainy day.
Tomorrow. Rainy day?
What? Yeah. Okay.
It's a term. I thought you said rainy. Like Sam Rainy.
Oh, a rainy day? Where's the boo button? Do you have a boo button?
I'll show you my boo button.
I already seen your boo button.
Jeez. The children who listen to this sometimes, maybe, I don't think so.
I gotta tell you, this is a terrible.
Off to a good start, guys.
No, this is the worst episode we've ever done. We've done gone 5 minutes and we have nothing to show for it.
We were talking about Wreck-It Ralph, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. Well, let's try to get bring this back to track. So the first Wreck-It Ralph movie you were talking about.
The moderator.
I'm trying my best here, guys.
I think you said I'm taking off my pants here. And now we're back on track.
There we go. Way to go, Harold. So, Wreck-It Ralph, the first movie, for me, really good movie in the sense that, correct me again if I'm wrong, this was one of the first Disney CGI movies that really kind of broke the mold, in a sense that it showed that the Disney CGI studios, or the Disney studios, could keep up with Pixar, the other house that is under the House of Mouse. In regards to not just the quality, because you know the Disney movies look great. It's just the stories that were lacking back then. But Wreck-It Ralph was one of the first ones that had a really great story with really great characters, a lot of good heart, and a bit of a good twist in the end, in a sense where it was revealed that you know Vanellope was not a glitch or was not a mistake, that she was actually a princess, and that. You know, the whole thing is that she was part of the game and that she belonged in Sugar Rush, I think that was the name of the game.
Yes.
So it was a great story, great, you know, development, a lot of fun moments that still, I personally think, still stands up, you know, 8 years later. You can still watch it now and it still hangs, you know, it doesn't look like it's dated or anything like that. So a really good introduction to the series and a really good movie for Disney.
Yeah, it's still one of my favorites. Even to me, even when we did that whole Disney Pixar bracket, I really wanted this to be one of the best. It's just, for me, this has, and it's ironic because it is a video game movie, but it has forever replay value. I'm clever, I guess. But it was showing a week after the movie came out, and I was like, you know what, I haven't watched it in maybe like a year or two. I'm just going to spend the whole night and just watch the whole movie here. And it was still fascinating to me how enjoyable that movie is, where it's, we all grew up playing video games, some of us better than others, and every time any kind of significant character would show up, and it was like, just a brief cameo, you know, that those kind of things, it was the opposite of like a Family Guy or a Big Bang Theory thing, where it's like, oh, hey, it's that thing, because it's part of it's an actual, like, a character in the movie, and it's like, those characters at the beginning, that people, for children of the age that when the movie came out, they're not going to relate to any of those things. I really felt like for the first time a animated movie was geared towards adults.
Yeah.
I mean, a Disney animated movie was geared towards adults. And, you know, like I said, the ending of that movie, you know, when Ralph's coming down onto the giant Mentos and everything, you know, I can admit that even though my nephew was right next to me, I was like trying to use his bib to wipe up my tears real quick because that really got to me. Because as Dennis said, yeah, the relationship was a little weird, but then you grew to like understand the friendship that the two had developed, and you know the actual care and love that Ralph has for Penelope, and you know vice versa. So being that this was the first Disney movie in the Pixar like you know giant era, where the characters were memorable enough to really warrant an actual sequel that people wanted to see. You know, I still love it to this day. And I, as much as possible, try to watch it in time it's on.
Awesome. Do you still watch it, or whenever it comes on, or is it?
Yeah, it's one of those movies, as Harold pointed out, has replay value for me. It, you know, I don't think it's you know, it's like a Rocky or anything like that.
Nothing is a Rocky.
But you know, just certain scenes, it's surprisingly there's some dark turns to it, especially once you find out that the king is actually.
Oh right.
You know. Just I still remember I was kind of shocked considering that everything was all lollipop and gumdrops.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's that one scene where he briefly transforms.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh,
that was
the turbo face where it's like,
it's like, oh my god, what are they thinking? But you know, the humor and everything, it was great. And you know, one of my favorite scenes there was when Ralph. Finally, having a friend, you know, has to do something that he thinks is necessary in order to save his friend. And when he starts like destroying the car, that still gets to me.
That scene is really, really good.
You know, and the fact that you know, Vanellope's high squeaked voice is able to achieve the emotion when he's like asking Ralph why it still gets to me.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that still kills me too. For me, I think one of my favorite moments from the first movie has to be, I mean, to reiterate what Harold said, it's the last scene where he's doing a dive bomb onto the Mentos so that it would cause the huge explosion. It was very reminiscent to one of my other favorite animated movies, Iron Giant. It's very like Superman. So he's like, oh my god.
The opposite where he was going.
Yeah, he was going up and down. Yeah. And, you know, one blew up, one came back together. Anyway, so that was, definitely a great movie. You know, really solid. And I guess, after that movie ended, like, it was great how they ended it, because it introduced, I think the world building was actually a really good, the world building they did, I'm sorry, in the movie, was really creative in a sense that, like a lot, I think even us here in this room could think about, like, oh, how could you go into other video games? How could this story go into other modes? And, like, how many other avenues or sequels could this go into? So, on that note, if you guys don't mind, let's go right into the sequel. Terry rules are in place, so there are going to be spoilers from now on. So, if you haven't seen the movie or you don't care to hear for the spoilers, this is your last warning. Turn around now and listen to one of our old podcasts, I guess.
Turn around?
Why would you turn around?
I don't know. Stop the car. Pull over.
Yeah, because the volume,
oh my God,
the volume changes when you turn around.
Oh, God.
Where did the episode go?
Is it rated? Oh, my God.
Like a face recognition thing when it turns off because it doesn't see your face.
Yeah. Like, well, he's not listening to me anymore.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go right into the plot. Clean and quick version of the story. So we are back into the world of Litwax Arcade, where Ralph and Vanellope have developed into a weird friendship. Parts of it felt like they were father-daughter friendship or relationship, or other parts it was a friendly relationship, but there's definitely something there between the two of them. We find out that Mr. Litwack has connected, finally, I guess decades later, to the internet. So, why did he? Why did he?
So he can post on his website?
Oh, I guess,
so he can create the website.
And he even had, like, one of those old school Mac computers, like the colored ones that we had. The colored ones. Those ones from, like, when we were in college.
You can't say that word, bro.
That's Litwax word.
You're talking about the ones that when me and Dennis used to work in the computer lab?
Yes, exactly. The ones that you guys would.
Or the one Elle Woods had in Legally Blonde. Yeah, he has one of those computers.
Yeah, pink ones. So, Litwax finally connects to the internet because of how the gaming hub works. They were still, Ralph and Vanellope were able to get onto the internet trying to find a replacement.
How does our gaming hub work? Like, it was through the...
The Surge Protector, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was still...
Because his Wi-Fi was connected to the Surge Protector, too.
Yeah. Don't ask too many questions, guys. It's going to be like, there's a lot of holes in
suspension
this.
Of belief.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Suspend cool. belief. So, yeah, so...
Kind of like suspension of belief that nobody's... No, you're not going to say... point out the fact that Harold referenced the Big Bang Theory and
Guy
in the same space.
In the same breath. Yeah. It's like, wow, there you go. It's a new year, guys. It's a new year. So, what do you call it? So, where were we? Oh, Ralph and Vanellope make it to the internet where they are trying to find a replacement part for Sugar Rush, the game, because of some thing that they broke. Anyway, so through a lot of weird MacGuffins and plot holes and plots, plot twists, Ralph has to basically fight and become he turns himself into a big internet meme, and he makes money off of it, which, you know, I think as podcasters, we're still trying to figure out how he does that.
Yeah, if Ralph gets to do it, I think we need to do it.
Yeah, I think we just need to put a blower to Dennis's or Harold's or my face. And then also the leaf blower.
Oh, blower. Leaf blower.
Blower.
Leaf blower.
Jesus, man.
I barely even knew her.
What the hell?
He got you one of those. Jeez.
Hold on. He gets one of these.
That's a high five.
I have to bleep that out.
Why?
We're talking about leaf blowers, man.
Yeah, you know. Like we did outside that one time.
Gardening tools, you know.
Yeah, like hose.
Sorry. Sorry.
Started with a garden hose.
Yes.
Sorry, Apple.
So anyway. Ralph thankfully makes enough money to get the item off of eBay, but because of his own sabotaging his own plans, he releases a virus into the internet, and Vanellope herself and Ralph have to fight it off, and, you know, thankfully, because it is a Disney movie, everything works out well. But in a bit of a twist, instead of a happy ending where everybody goes back to Litwax Arcade and everybody goes back to their game, it was decided, but Vanellope decides to stay with a different online game with Gal Gadot's character now, or nor the game, I'm sorry, but she decides to leave Ralph back at Litwax to, you know, to enjoy his life doing the things that he enjoys with his newfound friends, while Vanellope basically, you know, moves out into the world. In an analogy for letting go of your friends or letting go of your child. So that's it for the plot. What did you guys think of the movie Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet?
I liked it when I watched it.
Okay.
But there was just so many things that that bugged me after the fact.
Okay.
And the message was great. I loved the idea of, you know, friends is not about always having to be there, that you can have long distance relationships and that's still okay, considering that we live in a society today where most friendships now have to be a lot of friendships are now long distance. So it's a great message to give to the kids. It's also a great message to give to the adults, but a lot of problems for me.
Okay. So you liked it, but a little problematic. H?
I liked it. The problem is, not the problem, but the fact is I love Wreck-It Ralph. Like, in terms of, it's like one of my favorite movies of all time. And you get that, and no, I wasn't one of those people who was clamoring for a sequel. But when they announced it, I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And the fact that, yeah, the movie's really, really jumbled. And the side characters are not as memorable as the initial characters in the first movie. And there's, I think, the biggest problem, and I know we just discussed this literally about the Rocky series, is there's no real antagonist in this movie. In the first one, we have King Candy.
It was Ralph.
And that's the thing, is, like, you have a character who you really, really love, and you turn him to do two things that ruin everything for him. The first one being a mistake where he, you know, builds a new course.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it's like, that leads to the Sugar Rush being broken. That's kind of like, you slowly forgive him for that one, just because it's like, yeah, he was trying to do his best in terms of, like, helping out his friend who's saying that she's bored and wants to try something new. Whereas the second part, like you said, where he does the release, where he actually goes out of his way to go to the dark net,
yeah,
and get a virus and then have it spread.
Yeah, that scene could have gone really differently. Yeah.
Oh, like I said, like, remember when we were talking about it before? It's like I was really thinking about that Chappelle Show thing, where it's like there's websites in the background that they're really not talking about here, guys.
Yeah. Like, as soon as they said dark net, I was like, oh, they're not gonna go there. Oh,
yeah, it's like that one, and it's like I get it. It's fun, and but yeah, him being outright in the wrong for most of the movie—not for most of the movie, just for that part—it's like his offense is not redeemable to me. And even though, yeah, he does in the end help fix the problem, he's the one that started the problem in the first place.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like that really, really turned me off about the Ralph character. And it's like even at the end, it's like, you know what? If anything, she shouldn't forgive him, or, you know, let her do her own thing. But then they do have the part where it's like, it's a Disney movie, you have to have the happy ending. So
yeah,
and then the whole meme thing was like really corny.
Yeah, and it went on pretty long.
Way too long. I was just like, okay, I get it. You're like Instagram, and
you're getting likes.
Yeah, and since we're kind of diving a little bit deeper onto it. That was the one thing I didn't like, was that there was one message that they were trying to get to, and they went in the long way round to get there, where there were a lot of useless filler in the middle, where if you think about it, you could have taken that, we need to get the part. You know, Ralph goes to the dark net, and then Ralph gets becomes multi-Ralph, and then we save it. That was like a 30-minute movie. There was another whole hour of like useless stuff, and kind of one of the things that kind of got to me was that everybody's raving about the idea of, oh, it's so clever that they were able to do the internet thing. But as Harold kind of pointed out, it's been done already. And in some ways, it's funnier. Chappelle did the whole idea of...
a 10-minute skit. Yeah.
You know, and it kind of touches upon pretty much every single thing about it. Yes, pop-ups are bad. Yes, you need spam protectors. Yes, you have illegal things that happen. It's all there. But people are saying, well, you know, they were able to create a new world. Well... you know, the Emoji Movie did that already.
Yeah. You know, I really think,
saw the Emoji Movie?
I have a 7-year-old brother.
That's right.
If anything, for me, it would have been a better storyline had it not been the internet, but like just an app store. Or in terms of like, oh, these are different apps that we can go into, as opposed to the internet in general. Because if you label something the internet, which is a big encompassing thing, it's like, yeah, you're going to miss things, and people are going to immediately point out the fact that things are missing. It's like, yeah, there's a giant Amazon thing, there's eBay, and then...
Well, it's funny, it's... Twitter is, like,
birds. It's cool. I mean, that... In terms of that, yeah, that's where it's a kid's movie, as opposed to... I don't know, maybe we're just being preachy and because we're adults and watching this movie. But if that's... Like I said, if the statement of the movie was to be about the internet itself, like... maybe just, you know, instead of saying that this is everything about the internet, just like specifically say, like I said, with apps, it's just because it's, you know, it's just apps, or, you know, it's just...
But then they couldn't do that because of the Emoji Movie, which is exactly
what... See, then, you know. Yeah.
So, it seemed unnecessary. Everything about it seemed unnecessary. One of the coolest parts of it was the princesses.
Plurals.
Was it actually necessary for them to be there?
I was going to say, you're right.
Okay. Really quickly, though, before we talk about that scene and everything, that whole Disney part, it absolutely blew my mind because of the fact that it's like, yes, let's acknowledge we own everything in the world.
Yeah, that was a flex on Disney's part.
It was pretty bad, and I was just like, ooh. I was like, that's right, you do own all the Marvel, and you do own all the Star Wars, and you do own all the princesses, and it's like...
Didn't they also have like a little ESPN thing at the corner?
Yeah, it was a ticker, and it was just like, dude, yeah, Disney, you know, taking over the world and everything. And then, But I enjoyed the hell out of those are the best
I agree.
Things.
That could have, again, I don't know if I'm just being nitpicky here, that could have been a cool side quest type thing for Vanellope. It could have been developed into something else.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like, you know, somebody came up with an idea, and now we're kind of jumping a little bit further. Now, since Vanellope is a princess, let's do a song for her.
Yeah.
And I like that part.
Again, it was great, and I was watching it with my wife, and the moment they started singing, I kind of looked at my wife, and I was like, this has to be Alan Menken. Like, I have not heard anything, but the way he was rhyming, the way the song was developing, I was like, I can't wait until the end. I want to see
the other version?
And then there was another version that comes out. And so that's what, okay, I need to find it now. And when I saw the composer, I was like, yeah, you're right. But again, wasted opportunities. This is the second movie review in a row that this is the same thing I'm complaining about.
Like, for me, the fact that those two scenes, the two princess scenes, or however many, but in reality, you have two big princess scenes, were the best part of that movie, is like, maybe they should have focused on that, like Dennis said. Yeah. Maybe those scenes were so good.
Yeah.
And then, like, the fact that they got almost all the original voices to do their voices and everything.
Was there somebody missing?
I think the older princesses
the
might,
original...
They
like,
might sound more grandma-ish than Cinderella.
Yeah,
okay. Give me my glass
slipper. Wait,
is it the Wicked Witch?
The 50s gangster?
Yeah, see?
Al Capone? What are you doing in Disney World? Did you guys actually... I like how Harold kind of mentioned that the Disney princess scene, even though it did feel a little unnecessary, was one of the better parts of the movie. What other... Like, what a... you know, as fanboys, we'll nitpick till our hair falls off, but was there any scenes that you liked or enjoyed in particular, or anything that they did differently for this one that you thought was, you know, pretty well done or pretty well made?
I liked Slaughter Race. Like,
oh, yeah. I was about to go into that,
you know,
too. Yes.
But again, underdeveloped.
Yeah. I felt bad for for Shank. The
exactly.
Gal Gadot character, where it's like, hey, I'm Gal Gadot.
Yeah. Hey, I get to sing you for a couple with Vanellope for a couple lines.
Yeah.
But all, like, her crew, everything wasted. You know? I like the idea.
Yes.
I think. Go ahead.
No, I'd say that, besides the whole Disney princess thing, is the scene where you have the people who are playing online, and then they're, like, talking to each other, and they're like, yeah, we're gonna do this, and then they get, you know, get killed in the quest and everything. I was like, if they're going for internet gaming would have been a better storyline. But, I mean, like...
You take this movie, divide it in, like, two movies, it would, like, imagine, like, we're talking about, and I'm so excited about it, the fact that we were able to get the Disney princesses. Imagine if we did a Wreck-It Ralph movie where Ralph has to, because he's so desperate to be with Vanellope, that he decides to join and becomes a Disney character. So, you know,
that's been great.
That's what I'm saying. It was there, but it just seemed like they didn't know where it was going.
I really think that they came up with the title, and then they're like, "What can we do with the title?"
Yeah.
And I there could have been better storylines. What we got was okay.
I think there were like four storylines. That's what the problem is.
Yeah.
It's like there was social commentary on like meme culture, and then there was gaming culture, and then there was that like that quick thing about like don't read the comments. I'm like, oh wow, I thought they were gonna deep dive into that about like how, you know, comment sections on the internet is toxic and bad for you. But no, just don't read it. That's bad for you. It's like, oh.
And then
okay.
We go back to the press.
Yes, and then we go back to that, and then like pop, and then the whole ads and the whole pop up thing. I thought I actually thought like the pop up ad guy. I thought they were gonna do like a dive into that. I thought it was gonna be like him.
I thought he was gonna trick him into stuff.
Yeah, or something like that. Or like, yeah. I thought Ralph was gonna like fight along with these poor, you know, pop up ads, and it was gonna be like a whole uprising thing on the internet. But it's like, no. But again, it's like the guy gives him the side quest and he runs off. He's like, how many quests does he have at this point?
You only have 8 hours.
Exactly.
The eBay thing was just like really strange to me. And like, the fact that they don't understand how money works.
Yeah, where does Ralph... Does Ralph have a bank account that he uses to pay for that damn thing?
I don't... Well, yes, I guess gave him one. I don't know. Yeah. Seriously, there are some loose rules in how this world was built. So, yeah, and then, like you mentioned, I would have personally liked, too, if it would have been, like, a fun commentary on Ralph or Vanellope just staying in Slaughter Race and, like, a commentary on how, like, current gaming is all about a lot about violence and that kind of stuff. You know, that could have been another movie. So, like you said you could split this movie into two. I think you could split it to like four or five different directions. But again, I think that's just kind of like Harold said, I think they came up with a funny name and they just kind of built around it, as opposed to coming up with a good story and then titling it and then giving it out. So,
and just for me, like I said, it's sad that this happened in the Wreck-It Ralph universe. I mean, you see things like in the Cars universe, it's like, oh man, that's a crappy movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine.
Nobody talks about Cars 2,
like,
right?
The Planes universe, if you've ever seen the Planes movies, like...
Planes. I actually like Planes.
Planes 1 is okay. Planes 2...
There was a 2?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the if French called Garbage. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Planes 2 becomes like a rescue... rescue plane or something.
Because of the Sprouts cartoon? Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, I still enjoyed it. And the fact, like, you know, like I said, I watched it with my family. It's another great memory. But in terms of movies itself, it's okay to watch maybe a couple times, but I'm not actively going to watch this movie anymore.
There were great moments. I mean, I watched it with my daughter. It was one of the very first times that my daughter actually sat through it. Normally, my daughter would be like, you know, standing up, jumping around, but it captivated her. Maybe that's what Disney's going for.
I think at the same time, we are, at least you two guys are watching this with as parents, and I'm watching it as a quote unquote responsible uncle. And maybe we are jaded in saying that this movie wasn't made for us, and maybe it's not. I mean, maybe like how I said, the original one was directed more towards the older generation. Mm. This one is, like, they're specifically going for the meme culture. That's a kid's thing.
But then, if this is going towards kids, then it still doesn't make any sense, because a lot of the things that the themes that they talk about doesn't really fit. I mean, aside from the main message of you have friends don't need to agree with everything, you can still be friends without, aside from that, everything else, like, aside from the vivid colors and funny sounds and everything, seeing the princesses, you know, I don't think my daughter learned anything from that movie.
Yeah, I guess this kind of is reflective, ironically, of the internet culture, of how things just go by so quickly, like the news cycle or the entertainment cycle, or our attention span is just so quick, and it's almost reflected in a movie that's only an hour 50 minutes long. It goes through so many plots and through so many hoops and so many side quests just to get, at the end of it, just to get to a handle or the steering wheel.
I mean, there should have been like a mid credit scene where Vanellope, like a Ralph is sitting there, Vanellope walks in and Ralph goes, oh, how come you're here? And we closed down Slaughter Race.
Oh. Jesus. Like, how version got way dark. Like,
I mean, you know, how many of these games, I mean, aside from, unless Slaughter Race becomes the next, I don't know, like, I can't even think of right now.
Like a Fortnite or...
Like a Fortnite thing. Yeah. Like, I mean, remember when Overwatch was the big thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now your son doesn't even touch that anymore. So, like, at a certain point, somebody's going to come up with something with Slaughter Race, mm-hmm. and Vanellope's going to be like, oh, you know...
She's going to just go back to her game.
And which, by the way, in my opinion... you know, the owner would be like, there's something wrong with Vanellope, the main character, not here anymore. And all the kids are going to be complaining, and the next thing you know, there's a sign, and it's like, good job going out for your, and finding your dream.
Yeah. Way to be selfish on that one, Vanellope. You jerk.
Yeah, speaking of suspension of belief, I still can't believe that there could be an arcade in this day and age. But you know, there's like
there are, but I mean, but who's actively playing?
Yeah, like retro games. I mean, yeah.
Why is Tapper still around? Like, yeah, I get it. You need a place to drink. Ha ha.
You know, but there's Burger Time because you need a place to eat.
So, oh man, so we're kind of tearing into this movie, but I mean,
remember when we thought it was a great movie when it started?
It's still a solid movie. Like aesthetically, I gotta give it a lot of kudos. Like it
looks beautiful.
It looks great. It looks great. On a big screen, especially. I only saw it in standard def. I don't know if you guys saw it in IMAX or anything like that. But yeah, the animation looks great. The cinematography or the direction is just amazing to watch. The different worlds that they build, and especially like you can tell the difference between You can tell the difference between the different games that they go into. So that was actually really
Slaughter Race DC Universe.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I was waiting for Gal Gadot to do something. But it was aesthetically great. It's just. Again, maybe it's just us being older fanboys nitpicking, like, maybe it should have been a little bit more straightforward. It could have been better.
Like, if, in all honesty, the mid-credit scene was probably one of the funniest things in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
It was ruined by a trailer, months ago and everything, but it's still hilarious. And then the very end-credit scene was one of the funniest things on there. And if you guys haven't seen the end credits, yeah, I don't really want to spoil that one for you, but stay till the end.
Yep, there are two.
If you feel that the movie has warranted you to stay till the end of the movie, feel free to stay to the end.
Yep. So, any final thoughts? Let's wrap it up, and let's see what do we give Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet. Again, a rating.
5 Gadots.
I like that. How many Gadots do you give it? I give it, I'll give it 2 Gadots. Is it Gadot or Gadots? Are we waiting for Gadot?
Are we going to be connecting Gadots?
Yes. Are we talking about her in the...
No, as Shank.
Or as Shank.
Or are we like Fast and the Furious Gal Gadot?
So if like 6 where she dies?
No.
Sorry. That is Gal Gadot?
Yeah. Oh my god!
She died. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, the casual readers.
She died for Han Solo.
We need to do a Fast and the Furious thing.
Oh yeah, deep dive into that franchise.
Whoa.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan. What are you talking about?
You just said that was Gal Gadot.
I don't know people. I don't know actors.
Wait, me neither. Okay, it's that guy.
That guy again.
Sometimes he raps.
I thought he was alive in Tokyo Drift.
He's alive again.
He aged 20 years. Okay. Anyways, if we do like the out of 5 system, it's like a 2.5. It's right in the middle for me. It's not good where like you can honestly say it's like in the 3 area, but it's not like actively bad where it's like good lord this is a bad movie and I want to get out of here. There are enjoyable scenes, and like Dennis and Lewis have established, if they like the ending scene where the Disney princesses all use their powers like they're the X-Men,
that was genius.
That is movie genius class.
Like seeing Ralph in the Snow White dress. Like there was so much potential for comedy.
Like the fact that like he's falling and Elsa comes in and like Iceman creates a slide for him to go
and
down.
And Pocahontas uses leaf powers.
And I was like, dang it, this is smart, and I love this, but. Unfortunately, it's towards the end of the movie where, it's a great surprise.
Yeah.
Like you already forgot about the princess. They were just a tool so that we can get...
To the song.
And then they have that scene and it's like, it makes you want to see that movie.
Dude, I totally do now.
You
I hate you. I hate so much right
the
now.
The Disney princesses as as a super team, and it's just like, dude.
You know how much money they would make?
Oh my god. Because you get all the everything, like Disney's, all of Disney's different things would hit. It's like comics, sci-fi, princesses.
Dude.
Like, I would buy those toys and get a second set so that my daughter can play.
But there's no continuity because Rapunzel has her hair though, right?
Does it matter?
No. Oh, you're well, right.
No, in the new... In the new 52? It depends on what you're talking about. In the Tangled series right now, she has her hair back.
Oh, did it grow back?
No. Well, yes, it did. Long story. Like, basically, it's the in-between the original Tangled movie and then the Ever After type thing.
Oh, okay.
So eventually she's gonna lose it all again.
See, remember how like in the years before they used to have like those whole Disney princesses kind of things, and it's like, man, it'd be great if they all had a movie together. And then the one time that they get to do it together, it's as comic book characters, and I was like, Jesus,
superheroes, do it, do it, Disney.
So anybody that works for Disney, or any, please, for the love of God,
we're here to write it for you. Just watch X-Men,
Prince X-Men.
Nope. Damn, now I can't. Now it's Prince as an X-Man.
Holding that guitar with buttless chaps. There, see, I used the clean word. I didn't say
buttless. Yeah, got it.
Buttless.
Serving pancakes and playing basketball.
Game.
Game, princesses.
Oh my god.
There's a lot of crossover.
Prince gets a pancake. Prince gets a pancake.
We should be writing this now.
I'm telling you. And then they take him to the internet where Dave Chappelle is.
Oh, wow. Okay, I guess it's a pretty middle of the road for me, too. This feels a little bit like, I guess in the scheme of Disney CGI movies, Big Hero 5-ish, like, in the sense of it's not...
Whoa.
I'm not gonna...
Big Hero 6?
I'm sorry.
There was another movie?
You didn't see the first five? So, you know, I loved Big Hero 6, but it wasn't, like, something I had to go out and, you know, buy on Blu-ray as soon as you got out, or, you know, I was raving about it, per se. But, you know, it's still a great, solid movie. It's not... I guess it kind of hurts that it's the sequel to... such a great movie. To such a great, yeah. You know, groundbreaking movie like Wreck-It Ralph. So, you know, in any other series, it'll probably be a good movie too. But yeah, it's hindered by the fact that it is Ralph, a great character, and a great universe that was built, you know, 8 years ago. So
for me, lost opportunity. Okay. Ralph didn't really grow. At least in my opinion.
He physically grew, I guess, as a virus. But
I guess. I mean,
those visuals were really disturbing, though.
Yeah.
When he became the virus, I became uncomfortable.
You're right. That is up there with, tip of my tongue, I can't remember that Fantasia thing with the old Mickey Mouse one. Yes, the pink elephant. They're like red, pulsating, like thunder, lightning.
Were they rockets? Wow. Were they red pulsating rockets?
Yikes. Run away, Vanellope. Run away.
Again, going back to that whole thing.
It's a loaded visual.
Is that relation? Like, Vanellope, blink twice if you're okay.
Are you safe?
Have we established a safe word for this? Because,
Jesus.
You know, stranger danger, people. Like, I mean,
was she getting gaslit? Or gaslit? Is that the word?
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
That's the word, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. For me, I'm going with a 2, to be honest with you. It would have been a 3 for me, a pretty solid, but they tried to be clever with the characters. It failed, it didn't succeed for me. It didn't go anywhere. There was really no sense to it. Would I watch it again? You know, if it's on TV.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'd watch. If there's nothing else, I'd watch it. You know, if there's no, cooking show that
none of the Rocky series is on.
If Back to the Future isn't on, none of the Rocky movies are on.
Karate Kid.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe it keeps falling down the hierarchy. Okay. Well. All right. Good talk. Good review, guys. As usual. So let's do our thing. Let's
website, 2fanboys1casual.com. This is where our old articles are in. Of course, if there's an opportunity for you to go through every single one of our episodes.
Yeah, on Facebook it is 2fanboys and a filthy casual. Every time the podcast goes live, you'll find out there. Any other fun posts, any news and worthy to share, we'll find it there.
And you can also find us on both Instagram and Twitter, the same account, Two Fanboys, One Casual. We are part of the Podern family and the podcasts of Twitter. And I'm sorry, Lewis, because I keep blowing up our notifications.
I know, dude.
That's cool.
I don't know how to handle it.
Guys are helping us out.
Yeah, seriously. We get retweeted a lot. Yeah. So shout out if you're listening to this podcast through that avenue. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
What's the Twitter? It's the one with birds, right?
Birds. Birds.
And they keep tweeting.
How much did Pinterest pay to get their, like, huge pin be part of that big final fight anyway? Yeah, a lot of it feels like corporate, like, shilling of, like, hey, Amazon's gonna pay this much if we can get my scene bigger. Anyway, I think we've already torn into poor Ralph's movie too much already, so anyway.
And then the other thing that still bothers me is they call it Ralph Breaks the Internet. Ralph Wrecks the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the
thing.
They have the trailer that they were trying to, like, kind of justify it. You're clever.
This is the only reason I really hate that title is because of the whole, it's referencing the Kim Kardashian thing. It's like, hey, Kim, break the internet with your stupid picture. And we can go all day about how much I hate those kind of things. But the fact that that's the real reference that backtracks to it is what makes me angrier.
I hate that I didn't notice that until now.
I'm sorry about
that.
Damn
it.
So, yeah. Hey, Kim, break the internet with your stupid butt.
Stupid butt and champagne.
2 an hour.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Minus one. That's me slapping a point away, by the way. Nobody saw that except for the guys.
I didn't even see that. I'm just kidding.
Okay, that's it for us today.
Oh, you swiped left, I guess. Yes. Because the internet.
I didn't even do... Okay, yeah, you're right.
I thought he was being clever.
I Swept.
That's right,
guys.
That's right, Dennis. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold. Nothing to get. That's how much is good.